They ain't read the big black book.
You ain't read the big black book. Right.
You don't know what this thing about. It's like 500 pages.
That sounds like the Bible.
Hold on. The Bible's way more than 500 pages.
He talk about the patois version.
They get right to it. Say, Jesus, we broke up a piece of bread. Gave it to the man.
Get on my motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action. Hola. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shakoya D.
Badman Breezington here.
It's your boy, Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. If this is your first time here, welcome. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. This is a podcast where we break down the fabrics of life because not everything is always black and white. Oh, but also, all that means is that we talk about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be about love, life, music, food, anything or nothing at all. We have great conversations, and we just love to bring you guys in on them. Thank you for joining us once again. If you want to catch this podcast live, if you want to catch it early, and you want to join the good people of the gray area in doing so, join our Patreon. For the low price of $3 a month, you can watch this podcast early and live, like I just said, as well as our
full review show, Who Made This?, as well as other exclusive content like The Standard. That's a mindfulness podcast by yours truly. I'll just be talking about things that be on my mind.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm just proud of you for doing that. Hey, Kayla Ray.
Say welcome to the party.
How are you tonight? Through them things. Yes, definitely join our Patreon. And get access to that as well as more exclusive content that we have on the way for you guys on that we have here. But what's up? How y'all feeling tonight? What's going on? She said she good.
Beautiful. I almost called you early, but I didn't.
Hey! All right.
He gonna call you at some point. But how y'all feeling? Y'all ain't answering questions.
I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Good. How are you? We all got black on, but how are you?
I'm good. That show we was watching. All right, we were just watching this show. It's called Surviving Paradise.
You didn't ask how you were.
I said I'm good.
Yeah. Okay.
I said I'm good. The show we was watching. That's all I can think about right now.
Well, let's talk about it.
Oh, you got on black too? Fire. You already knew.
To the black squad.
The black squad.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You finished that show 2 days ago. It's good. We only on episode 4, so we still trying. We working our way through it. I didn't know what it was about for real until I pressed play, but I like it so far. It's good. But yeah, that's all I can think about right now. That, and it's a little warm in here.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about today?
I thought we were about to talk about the show.
I wasn't sure. All right. Okay, so here's what's happening on the show.
What's the name of the show?
Surviving Paradise.
Oh, you said that already?
Yeah, she did. It's called Surviving Paradise, and it's a reality show. And basically, like, they started off in the, I don't want to tell y'all the whole, if you already seen the show, keep watching. If you haven't already, I mean, we're not even done. But if you haven't seen it and you plan on watching it, then come back to this after you watch it. After you get to episode 4. Because we didn't watch episode 4 yet. But anyways, so basically, like, they started off in the villas. And you missed the first 2 episodes.
I've watched half an episode so far.
You watched 1.5.
I watched a 4 episode?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think I watched a 4 episode. I guess I did. I watched one.
So, good. So they started in the villa. They was in there for 2 hours. And then immediately they had to go to live in the, I was about to say in the jungle, in the wilderness. They had to go live out in on camp. And they gave them these sleeping bags and stuff like that. The sleeping bag actually had like a net for the head and stuff like that. So you could went and get
real camper
bit stuff. Up and stuff. But so then after that, they had to vote people to go back into the villa. And I guess the premise of the game is that it's really relationship based and you have to end up, I guess, being the last person in the villa in order to win. So right now it's still like back and forth through the wilderness into the camp. I really like the show. And like so far, we ain't finished it yet. So this isn't like a full review of the show. I feel like the show is very telling of like relationships and different types of personalities and stuff like that. Like it's a lot of people in there that's like, oh, I'm just gonna be the good Samaritan and then I'm gonna be rewarded for that at some point. I'm not sure when. And then there's the other people that's like, nah, I'm gonna start playing this game from day one and start just basically stepping on people's heads to get to where I'm trying to go. And I don't know, it's very telling of life, I guess, but just like it's so many different personalities in the game, and it's interesting to see how some people are playing the game, some people aren't, some people are just hoping to win, some people haven't figured it out yet. But what are y'all thoughts?
Only thing I'm thinking about right now, because we all got black on, I was on TikTok and I seen this book. It's called, like, it's like New Black Book or Black Basic, and we look like the book because it's an all-black book. It's about, like, etiquette and communication. That goes back to the show, communicating.
What about communicating in the show?
Oh, my God. That's preaching. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You gotta communicate with people, build alliances. You gotta have morals. That goes back to the New Black Book. Mm-hmm. Etiquette. Nah, because they be, like, the dude, Bob, Mr. Vibes, he got good etiquette, he got manners, he respectable guy, he got good energy, good vibes.
Good conversation.
She joined the book club.
If y'all was in the show, do y'all think y'all would...
I would survive. Like,
how do you think you would do? Yo, you think you would win?
Yeah, I'd be great. Everybody love me in there.
Why? What was your strategy?
I'm charismatic. I'll be cool.
He said, because he's charismatic. Like, listen, if I was in there with you... The charismatic stuff don't do nothing for me when it's $100,000 on the line.
$100,000, but I am a valuable asset. You need me. That's I'm athletic, handsome, charismatic. You know, I get the job done. I execute when it's time to execute. I would have been in the villas.
Can you day fish?
One. We would have got some crabs. I fast. I don't eat seafood anyway. I would have been eating the beans.
What does that have
to do? And the rice. Rice and beans.
Ah, you would have been out there like that. Like
by my breathing
too. You would have been out there the whole time.
Rice and beans. Rice and peas. That's how I would have been.
Oh,
like, wagwan. Wagwan. Rice and peas.
Man, that's funny.
Yeah, I would have been in the villas though.
I would have been out there like, y'all don't got no seasoning. We can't get no seasoning. This is just white rice.
If that's your only meal.
Whoo!
You're not going to pray.
I'd be out there like, what type of leaf is this? This ain't no bay leaf. All right.
It's grass.
No seasonings or nothing. Nah, but I also think that show was interesting. Well, of course, based off like the relationship parts, but like just for them, they have to have a good balance of friends that are on the outside and friends that are on the inside. You can't just have friends on the inside. Because mm-hmm. when you get sent back to the outside, nobody's sending you back up.
Right.
So it's just like knowing how to play your cards. But it, even going back to what you were talking about, like in terms of some people play the game more aggressively, some people like, oh, I'm just going to do my good deeds and get rewarded for my mm-hmm. behavior. I think there is a middle ground somewhere in there. But some of the people, they just out the gate. It's like, I haven't even watched the full episode. I'm like, I don't like how you operate as an individual. So it's just, yeah, I just, seeing how people operate, whenever I watch shows like that, I realize, like, looking at human nature and how people operate if they have no choice, it'd be wild to me. Like, people be doing some wild stuff.
Like, you see who read the 48 Laws of Power and who didn't read the 48 Laws of Power.
Yeah. And the wild part be, people be thinking that other people got short memories when it comes to some of the stuff. It'd be like, yo, y'all have only been here for...
This just happened 2 hours ago. Yeah, like, you'd be like, oh, they
you forgot, like, are we good? We in the clear. No, there is no clear. Did you win yet?
Right.
Because there is no clear. You could be back in the trenches tomorrow.
Today.
Tonight.
Not even tomorrow. Today. Like, it's a metaphor right now. For life. For real. But
would y'all make it? Do y'all think y'all would do? Because y'all didn't answer.
I was about to ask you that.
I think I would do great. I also think people would love me, but I wouldn't necessarily. I wouldn't go out of my way to snake people. Mm-hmm. I know I wouldn't. I wouldn't start there. I need more information about how the show goes.
I was just about to ask the question. What do they do? It's just like relationship. Like, it's no challenges.
So, like, it's more so. So far, it hasn't really been any challenges. It's been, like, really relationship-based. Because the first vote, it's like, all right, they sent out a message. They got this random cell phone for when they out in the camp. It's only one phone. And then they sent out this message, like, y'all got to make alliances. That's the key. Because somebody, y'all going to vote one person into the villa. All right, so then they make all of these alliances. And then they vote... Lelise into the villa, and then she brings three people with her. Then the next thing that happens is that so they're in the villa, they get a note, a message saying that there's like the two, it's more choices. So like, there's two crates y'all gotta find. Y'all gotta pick two people to walk 5 miles to go get these crates. They go find the crates, they give them like the GPS navigation. They go find the crates. The crates say, the first crate is like, eat now. For you now. And it's like wings and stuff like that. All this cooked food. And then there's another box that says, this is for everybody at the camp except for you. So like, they can either eat the food and they can only pick one crate.
Mm.
Either eat the food for themselves now and go back empty handed, or take the food back to the camp and they can't eat nothing. So like it's been more choices. So there was that one, and then it was the
toothbrush.
Yeah. So then they voted again, and then it was the toothbrush situation. So then they had to pick. They had decided they was gonna bring them toothbrushes.
So how do you win? Is the goal to be selfless?
No, I think the goal is you have to know when to take the L for yourself and when to take the L for, because like this. You can't, if you end up doing everything, it's literally metaphor for life. You end up doing everything for everybody, like, you're just assuming that somebody's gonna come through and be like, oh yeah, nah, she's been being a good Samaritan, he's been being a good Samaritan, you need to go in the villa. And then for like the girl, she like,
coping in SK.
Yeah, whatever. And they're like, nah, you good, it's gonna come back to me, it might.
It might not.
In this scenario where everybody's actually out for themselves to win the money, it's like, nah, it has to be sometimes where you're like, all right, I gotta do something. Like, you can't just be like, all right, if it's every time that you're doing something for all of the people on the outside, you never end up in the villa, because nobody's thinking, hey, he's been down for the last 4 episodes. Let me send him up. They just be like, word, We in this together.
We've been in the trenches. I don't know him like that.
Yeah, so it's like the people that get a chance, they do a little bit for themselves and a little bit for everybody else. They typically go a lot farther. Or people that just be snaking people, they be going a lot farther. It's really no.
I'm an asset.
Yeah.
I'm a lovable person. We get the job done. We hit 400,000.
But I think it's also a thing of like, because you can see like some people are playing a more genuine game and some people are playing a manipulative game. And like, I know in the scenario it's hard to see that type of thing, especially depending on like what type of person you are. So it's like, even though it might seem like Lelise is playing an extremely manipulative game, like,
I don't see her doing that. I see.
It's more, hers is more genuine. Like, she's still being herself in the scenarios. What's the name? Tabitha, on the other hand, they are,
I didn't even know that.
They are being more manipulative with everybody, though. Not just like, and it's a weird thing because it's a very aggressive manipulation. Like, even the crying and all of that stuff. And it's like, we could see you. Like, it's not, we know that it's not by mistake that you're suddenly in here talking to us.
That was great acting, though. Like, to be able to cry.
Oh,
Command.
She was killing. And I mean,
it was real tears.
Killing it.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm like, wow, that's good. I wish I could do that.
I mean,
but if I was leasing that point, but I would, as soon as they said that you got to go through and you can't come back, I would have wept.
She said they were blowing me.
Crazy.
But go ahead.
As soon as you see that they are like everybody's.
Did you record on the camera?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get up.
Yeah. But as soon as you see that, like, that the option is one of y'all got to go, like, got to volunteer or everybody suffers, right? You already know one of your alliances is a little shaky. You might as well have been like, hey, listen, I'm gonna just make this easy for everybody. That's what I'm like. I'm making this easy for everybody. I'll go. It's straight. Because that's really the only option. Because, again, they was already weighing up the options. They was like, well, you know, you guys just got here. So I feel like it's only, and it was just going to be this little awkward. It's like, nah, you're not about to, I'm making that choice for me, personally.
Right. I agree. Because I was waiting for her to just be like, I'll just go. Or if Tabitha was really trying to play a manipulative game, Tabitha would have said, I'll go. So then everybody else would have been like, oh, nah, you know, you just got here, da 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 da. And that would have been even more like, I think it would have seemed more genuine than how they did it. It's going to be a lot of cuts in this episode.
To save you.
Yeah, I gotta save myself.
You got to save yourself. If you learn nothing from this show, you got to save yourself.
Got to save myself.
But now, I also think in the episode prior, Lelise, I'm sorry, my brain. I watched one episode.
Pardon me.
I started on episode 3. So, I think, if I was Lelise and it got down to if I'm choosing Cisco or Linda, I would have been like, you know, I'm just gonna vote myself.
I definitely would have voted for myself.
Because at the very least, nobody's feelings get hurt. It'll be like, oh wow, all right, she has a really strong alliance with Cisco, or Cisco like she had a really strong alliance with Linda. Maybe I should have a conversation. Regardless of the fact that they're probably still gonna vote Cisco off. Now you don't have this awkward conversation with Linda.
I mean, he would have been off because he had 2 votes.
But still, it would have saved both relationships.
Yeah, because Linda is looking like, I thought, why would you pick me? I thought, like, I proved I was loyal to you. Why would you do that? And Alex is like, wow, you picked her? I can't believe you picked her.
Or she should have voted for Alex.
Yeah.
I mean, that wouldn't have.
But if Alex, look, everybody should have voted for each other. It should have been like the Spider-Man meme.
Mm-hmm.
And then the outsiders would have had to vote anyways.
Yeah, but that's what I would have did. I would have, like, no, let me just, I'm going to vote for myself. I know y'all are going to pick anyway, so let me vote for me.
Did they?
Y'all going to pick, huh?
Yeah, they ain't know that.
Oh, no, by the time it was her turn to vote, they had announced it.
Oh.
And she probably.
Yeah, they said, well, no matter, I'm sorry to cut you off, they said no matter who, if you don't pick. If it goes to a tie break, if it goes to a tie break, if you pick anybody else, then they still got to. Then Cisco's going home regardless. Cisco was getting ready to go outside regardless.
He was
taking a trip out back.
But I think that it was important that she did that because she had to show that she had his back. Because the other two that was in the group just was like, yeah. And that alliance is valuable to her. It's not valuable to them.
Yeah.
It's the vibes.
Yeah.
It's the vibes. We're trying to go to the vibes.
The amount of times he said vibes.
I only heard him say it one time. That's
because you missed
the first two episodes. Because he was in the villa. Yeah. When he gets to the villa, it's vibes. It's just all vibes. We just out here in the vibes. We on the vibes. You know, we was on the yacht with the vibes. You know, because the vibes just rose. And vibes went down. We sipping on these vibes right now, you know.
Oh, man, good vibes.
That's really how many vibes he
said? It was a lot of vibes. That's why when I was putting the food in the... Hey, y'all, I'm about to put the vibes in the oven. Let them warm up. A lot of vibes, you know?
It was a lot.
I didn't even know. I didn't even hear you say that because I wasn't here. I was there.
It wasn't.
It was a lot.
You missed the vibes. That's why your vibes was cold.
Vibes were cold.
But when he get back to the villa, you gonna hear all the vibes.
See the vibes.
Even he was just like, you know, I feel like the three ladies deserve the vibes. You know, they deserve to go to the vibes. You know, like us fellas, we gonna thug it out here. The ladies deserve to be in the vibes. You know.
And the wild thing is, one of the time, the caption said bops.
Yeah, them Netflix captions be terrible.
Why did he sound wrong?
Oh my goodness. When did they get this bad?
I don't know.
I feel like they haven't because...
Over COVID?
Probably because I was...
They got too many shows and movies. They can't keep up.
Yeah, I know. When we was watching the Spider-Verse, something they said, I was like, that's not what they said. That wasn't...
It was a couple things. Yeah. And then they started just putting speaking Spanish.
Yeah. Where they like, doing that. And then it was the Spanish stuff.
Speaks English?
Nah.
Speaking Spanish?
Nah. They be saying something completely different. Like, it be like, because I'll be watching it in English and I'll be having Spanish subtitles, or I'm watching in Spanish and it has Spanish subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't be lining like, up.
Yeah, me gusta. And then you see te amo.
That'd be crazy. But then in the English, it'd be like, I love you. And it'd be like, I enjoy your company.
What's that? That's how the anime is.
I'm looking like, I know that doesn't mean that. This means yes. This means I love you. What are we talking about?
That's how the dub animes be.
Be funny. Yeah, terrible ass caption.
Yeah, I watch. I watch pretty much everything with subtitles now because people be whispering.
Yeah.
But also now that I watch anime, I be used to watching looking at subtitles. So I got
the subtitles. Pardon me. Trying to let people know that I'm bilingual.
So
quiet lingual. Is that for
you? Just be a polyglot.
Polyglot.
At that point.
Polyglot.
But yeah. But so for me, would I survive? How I think I would do on the show? I think I would survive. Like I would probably win. I don't know how I would
maneuver the situation.
Yes. I be trying to think of like what would I do in this type of scenario? And I really don't know because I would probably try to play a more genuine game, but also, you know, I'm going to be aware of everything.
Aware of the vibes.
Yeah, of the vibes.
Yeah, the bad vibes.
The good vibes, the vibes, you know. Be aware of them.
Oh, man.
I feel like I would probably... I don't know if I would wind up in the villa in the beginning or in the middle. Like, I feel like I would get in the villa in the middle and stay in the villa.
Yeah, I feel like for you, y'all be in the wilderness, and then you'll start singing randomly, and they be like, she can sing, oh my God. Everybody call me your friend, like, yeah, send her to the vibes, I like her. Now everybody trying to be your friend.
But also, I will be wondering if they might just send me to the villa because they would be tired of me screaming about bugs and stuff.
Oh, yeah, you have to
they might
just have mercy.
Sleep by myself?
That get bad.
Dude was waking up like, I swear I heard a raccoon or something. Like, like the first night, that was before you came down there. The first night, he was like, he woke up like three times. Like, y'all don't hear that? Y'all don't hear this raccoon? They had the time stamp on the screen. It was at 3:30, 4:31, It was 5:31.
Them wasn't no raccoons. It was the spirits.
Just waking up.
That's how it was last night. Somebody was like, I was up. Probably like 2 hours.
With the spirits? Was it going? I'm sorry. Go ahead. That's how it was last night.
Excuse me. Was in your room. What's going on?
It was like 2:30. I'm doing some research, and somebody walking down the street yelling, and I'm like, I hope Nova don't hear this. As soon as they get probably to the neighbor house or two houses down, she start growling. I'm like, Nova, it's all right, Nova. He was like, nah, y'all calling me crazy? I ain't crazy. Y'all gonna make me crazy. Mind you, now he outside my window, like people with the boom box. But he outside my window, Nova started wailing, and then I'm like, I hope she don't wake. I hope they don't hear her because she's loud. What? But then he was loud. He was walking down the street.
What time was it?
Like 2:30. Somewhere
I feel like I heard screaming this morning, but I thought it was like when the sun was up. It might not have been. Some might not have been up.
Yeah. I don't know why people between the yelling on the phone outside or the playing the music. I feel like forcing me to listen to either your music or your conversation is so abrasive.
It's why so much. Are we doing this?
Like, he'd be like, this is against my will. Like, I didn't ask for this.
They ain't read the big black book. Let me find the name of
you. You ain't read the big black book. Right. You don't know what this thing about.
It's like 500 pages. That sounds
like the Bible.
Hold on. The Bible's way more than 500 pages.
That's the updated version.
He talking about the patois version.
They get right to it.
They was just like, listen, you're not gonna get this whole book. Here go a couple of chapters.
Well, I won.
Said Jesus, we broke up a piece of bread. Gave it to the man.
Oh man,
that is crazy.
Y'all funny, but I don't know. I feel like the bugs will have me. And then they would be like, you know what? Send her to the villa. Nah, and don't send her back.
After the first day of not brushing my teeth properly, I would have been hot. Y'all would have been like, hey, bro, don't talk to me about nothing. I don't even want to talk right now.
But you got to make your connections and build your alliances and stuff.
Like, y'all been grinding y'all teeth too?
Yeah.
I feel disgusting.
I would have found
like the whisker?
Ashwagandha?
You're not going in that wilderness. You think you gonna find a little chew thing that you brush?
Shit. I thought it was called something with an M.
Yeah, whatever it is, a little.
Either way, yeah. It ain't out there. Them things.
You gonna be true?
They in Nigeria.
Bark.
They not. They not wherever they was.
I don't know what she is. Nah.
It's probably in LA or Florida.
Being in LA, nah. I don't think they in LA.
They on an island.
I don't think they're in. I mean, they might be in LA. They got mountain lions, though. You gotta be careful.
But
can you imagine? You in the middle of the city and you hear a growl?
Woo. That's what the dude was hearing.
Now, he thought he heard a raccoon. Hearing a...
A growl? I'm out.
I would have been the last... Hey, yo, cut!
And, like, going fishing, I probably would have been like, I go!
I found a book. It's called Basic Black, Home Training for Modern Times.
You don't know what the book about.
Let's see what it's about. It says, etiquette for real people who live real lives. And Basic Black, Karen Grigsby Bates and Karen Elise Hudson have... Get it together, boy. Ah, the vibes. All right. The two ladies, the two authors, they... They gathered those elements that are, well, just basic to making life more livable. And they've added something specific to modern times. I'm not about to read this book.
They didn't tell me nothing.
Etiquette. How to live your life.
It's an etiquette book about etiquette.
Yeah, big black book. Etiquette book. And we look like it. My bad. Y'all want to see the book?
Yeah, because I thought that's what you was pulling it up for, so you could show it to us.
This guy is funny.
What the book look like.
Oh, wow.
It's a big black book.
That definitely look like the Bible.
It do look like the Bible.
It look like the Bible.
Goodness. Look up the big black book, y'all.
It's called Basic Black Home Training.
Oh.
She took her cover off.
Oh, that's probably
that's why I look like that.
It's still a black book, though.
The big black book. Either way, I think I would win, but I would get into the villa in the middle. Not in the beginning.
I think I'd be in the villa from jump. I would have brought the toothbrushes back just because I would have been like, you know what? I'm going to be back and I would hate to not have brushed my teeth.
Right.
Because I know how that feels.
Yeah, that's why I said you got to know when to take the L. Because, like, when to hold them.
Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. Know when to run.
Yeah, you got to know when to do that. You gotta know when to do that because that helps build the alliances. So people be like, "Dang, he came for us?
For me?
You ain't had to do that?
You came out here for Mike?
Because they was already thinking like nobody coming down here.
They be like, ain't nobody bringing these toothbrushes.
And then it got dark. They was debating for hours.
They wasn't.
It was probably like, hey, yo, I bet you the rest of your rice and beans that somebody is coming down here. I bet you you're ration tomorrow. Somebody coming down.
Can you imagine? You know how much mucus? Nothing but rice?
It was white rice, too. I'm out.
Faster.
I would be like, y'all ain't got no quinoa. Never mind. It's cool.
Congrats.
Then they went back up to the villa. I would be like, is it gluten free?
Are these organic fruits?
Yeah.
Is this spring water?
We would have had to tell them our stuff before we even go
is
on
this
the show.
Filter?
Did you wash this apple?
Truly free?
Right.
You didn't wash that.
You didn't wash this. I could tell. Can y'all get some Truly Free on the set? Thank you.
Oh, man.
This podcast has not been sponsored by.
I was getting ready to say that.
Their product, but we do love it. So.
Or the show, or Netflix.
Or Netflix. Run us a check.
Mm-hmm. Run me that money.
You know one thing I don't like?
What?
Is when I be seeing people with laces.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be bad. Because I'd be like, your makeup is amazing. The hair is amazing. But I could see the look. And nobody was telling this girl that her. Lace was showing, yeah, and I was like, that's bad.
It'd be bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be
bad. And that determines that's how you know that's friendship. Your real friend or mm-hmm. not. If that's your real friend or not, because you know, let me know.
Quick work, because we on camera.
We on, I'm out. 20, I'm outside.
24/7.
I'm outside.
Yes. Yeah, nah.
But honestly, after I had to sleep out on the camp, hold on, this coming out. We're going to have to do a twist out because this ain't gonna last. This needs to stay in my suitcase. Like, let me just give me an hour so I can get my hair together before I got to go sleep outside. But yeah, I need some time. Like, let me know that's what's happening so I could, you know, I could be doing my twist out while we sitting on the campground.
Did they know they was going to have to be out in the camp?
They spent 2 hours in the villa.
No, I'm talking about before the show.
Mm-mm. They didn't know what the show was even. They just knew they was about to compete for $100,000.
Oh, wow.
And I'll be wondering how that, like, happens. Like,
I mean, you got to sign a waiver. I know that.
Yeah, I know you got to sign a waiver. But, like, what were you told to even decide to audition? Like, what information did you have?
It's $100,000.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, and it's on Netflix. It's
$100,000.
I wouldn't do it. I have a lot more standards for myself, but because I'm not going 7 days without brushing my teeth correctly.
But they didn't know that was even a part of it.
When you sign the waiver, I'm sure they mentioned something about staying outside. Would you be willing to stay outside for long periods of time?
That'd be the thing. They might have thought they was going to be outside during the day and not sleeping outside. But also, people don't be reading their contracts.
Man, nah, that couldn't be me. My bougie meter. On purpose? Nah.
Yeah, I don't think people will actually. But I wonder, like, if you know bits and pieces, but you know everything. Because they, you know, people's getting flued out. They was on the yacht. I don't know where this is coming from right now, but this is the version of Shakoya D y'all seeing today. So, yeah. Go ahead.
Word. I was gonna say, I think I think it would be funny if at some point they'll do something where like the last person. It's all about to say.
He put a little air gun up.
I'm like, what? It was a net.
I was like,
finish.
That was funny.
I was gonna say
good timing, good alignment.
It'd be funny if the people who were there outside along this like on the challenge is like they get sent up to the villa. So then it's like, because if I was out there the longest and they just randomly picked up a box and says, the people who've been here the longest, outside the longest, go get sent to the villa. Oh, all my people that was out there in outside, thugging, they, y'all coming up, come upstairs.
We inside.
Come get you a mattress. Well, come get you a good shower. Nah.
They don't have new people coming. It's like making a band.
New people come in? I didn't know that.
We saw it on a preview.
Oh, I didn't know.
But we don't really know what's happening. But I don't know if it's actually new people or if it was somebody that got eliminated and they just brought them back either.
Mm-hmm. And then if you was there and they seen new people, they were like, making a band. I would have thought making a band. And I'm like, we got to sing for our band.
Right.
Shakoya.
Oh, the heart.
Darling.
Yeah.
We would have won. We would have got our band. Uh-huh. We would have been in the vibes.
Yeah. Damani would have been outside. Because he out here acting embarrassed.
It's so cold. It's so cold. It's so cold. In the wilderness.
Listen, I would have been talking to the people. I would have been like, y'all think because they can sing, they need a bed?
He would have started dancing. I'm dancing with my man. Hey, Damani, do that little dance.
Keep watching, and she said, "Life is a musical."
They ain't sing one time on that show. Ain't nobody sing nothing. Listen, especially let Tabitha start singing over there. But oh, Tabitha can sing.
She out. I'm she like, out in the wilderness.
Listen, I don't want to listen. Sing for some corn. Do something else. I'm not doing it. Please
sing for some corn.
Sing to the animals. Get us. I don't know.
It's Snow White.
I'd have been out there like, waiting on the birds to come. I probably would have ran as soon as I seen the birds.
Yeah. You know, birds are beautiful, but some of
from
them
afar.
Are, some of them are a little peculiar, but birds are nice.
From
looking.
Afar. Yeah. Up close.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
From afar, lovely. They're beautiful.
Squirrels are a little scary.
Oh my gosh.
Like they should be fidgeting and be like, why are you so nervous?
They hyper.
I mean, they real bad. Yeah.
They're nuts.
That was actually a good one.
Woo!
Childish.
They're right under the buck. Nuts.
You're not gonna get that. You don't know what the original joke was. Oh my gosh, mom sent me a corny joke today.
Oh, how
I was proud. It's a picture.
Oh.
I gotta show you later. But she was like, corny joke time. I was like, yeah. I'm rubbing off on these folks. Alright, I'm done. Ooh, it's hot.
It's the vibes.
The hot vibes.
Either way.
It's a sauna.
It's a good show. Like, so far, it's a good show. We're going to keep watching it because I'm going to keep putting it on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to keep showing up.
Where I'm trying to write, all I hear is some screaming from downstairs. I open the door and I'm like, oh, I think everything okay. Just close. Next thing I know, I look at my phone. Come down here so we can get you hooked on this show. Hooked on the show.
That's because he said.
I'm like, what?
He was like,
is this payback? And then she was like, yeah, I think so, because she talking about the show. I was like, she was like, yeah, I think so, because this person was talking to this person, and I was like, nah, because I got y'all, I got you hooked on the troll show. I'm like, stop having. I'm like, no, I'm really about to eat, and this is kind of interesting. I don't want to watch it. If it's up to me, I'm not watching it. But since it's on.
That's how she got me the last time. That's how she got me the first time.
And I got down there at the end of, when they was voting, at the end of the first episode. So they was voting. I'm like, okay, all right. And I'm like, first, the dude voted for Tabitha. I liked Tabitha at first. I was like, dang, I wanted her to get in there. I wanted Tabitha. So, never mind. That's a whole nother conversation that y'all don't have the answers for.
Yep.
But I wanted Tabitha to get in there. But then as everything started going on, I'm like, you know what? I don't like how this Tabitha is moving.
Right.
She's no Tabitha Brown.
Could never be Tabitha Brown.
She's out there eating steak. Sloppy Joe's. Chicken.
The fact that she can cry on command, whenever people do that, my brain be like, that's so mischievous. I don't know how you, like.
I want to learn how to do that.
That's great. Why would you say that after I just said it's mischievous? Oh, man.
Not just be doing it in life for acting purposes.
I heard Daniel Kaluuya did it for Get Out.
Yeah, 3 times in a row.
Said one tear. Doing one tear by itself, that's crazy.
In the same eye. Every single time. They say, or they be like, think about something sad.
Maybe he thought about the time he lost some money.
$100,000.
Like, I could have had $100,000 if only I would have.
I would have knew when to hold them and when to fold them.
I would have sold out this white person named Tap. My goodness. I'm trying to be friendly.
But I wonder, because some of them people was out there. They not playing no game. Like, they're just out there in the wilderness the right now.
They are.
But they got some power because they're a wild card. Because nobody knows who their, like, actual alliance is. And they haven't formed an alliance. They're just going based off of who they feel like voting on in the moment. So, like, those people, you can't actually count on their vote. Because you don't know who they're going to vote for.
Yeah.
Because I know Elise was not expecting to go back in that house. Not that quick. She's like, I didn't even get to talk to y'all for real yet.
I didn't even get to convince y'all.
Right.
I had a whole spill.
Yeah, so y'all made this easy.
I gave myself 72 hours.
Right. Y'all gave me 4.
Word, she ain't even. And he gave him his toothbrush.
Right.
She ain't even need that. She just came back from the vibes.
Right.
The teeth was clean.
But he got to keep his toothbrush.
She didn't use it?
No, she just came from the villa.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure she probably showered and everything.
I thought they slept there.
They slept there the first night.
She slept there overnight.
Mm-mm, I thought they were still the same bed.
She slept there overnight.
Because he was his pinky. Yeah, pinky up.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that. I was making my
point. I thought he said there was an extra toothbrush.
Nah, he gave up his. Because she gave up her spot in the villa. And he, you know, it's like, you know, I got you, girl.
Hey,
yo, Julia.
You know I never make a fool of you. What?
Here go my toothbrush.
Ooh.
Scrub, 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 scrub.
Clean.
Toothbrush.
Just let it rock.
Just let it rock.
It was good. It was bad, but it was good.
Hey, yo.
But hey.
He definitely gave up that too, but I would have been a little tight back the next day.
You was just pinky. You ain't never brush your teeth with your finger.
Not for 5 days or nothing crazy.
It was
like
just
that.
One day.
I don't know how long he gonna be on the outside.
It's possible that production brought him a toothbrush.
Word, because that kind gesture.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where Miss Lalise got a hoodie and some sweatpants from after she came down there.
She definitely changed. So they all changed though. They all they didn't pack for the wilderness. So like they had on their shirts was ripped. Tabitha had on a she made he they.
Oh my goodness.
Cut.
Wait,
cut.
My goodness.
bikini top and had a halter top. Like, y'all just cutting us up. They had different clothes for camp. But, like, who packed? Did they pack for camp? Or
they signed a waiver.
Yeah. They bring in camp clothes.
Okay, she said the clothes was provided.
Or they just asked for your size on the waiver.
That makes sense. Oh, yeah, because they had the bed. Oh, y'all wasn't there for that part. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the sky.
I knew.
In the beginning, when they had to go down to the camp, when they went down there because they had to find their way to the campgrounds, they each had a book bag with their name embroidered on it. So that had their camp clothes in it. So she probably just got the clothes out of the camp bag and... That make a lot of sense. Thank you for that reminder, because I threw that head. You know. But yeah, so yeah, but her clothes was clean because this was only her second night out there. The first night she had one night, then they voted her into the villa. This was her second night out there, voted her back into the villa.
Yep.
So
she blessed. Now I just want to see how it play out, because how it ended. Mm-hmm. It was like good. I'm like, oh yeah, she back. And she got the girls with her.
Mm-hmm.
Follow the black girlies. Come on now. And she was in the front. She was leading the pack.
Mm-hmm.
They was just following.
But they probably talked on the way up there and everything. So.
Listen, if I was Lily, I would have been, you know how excited? I would have came in just like that.
Yep.
He's like, I'm back.
So now I'm interested to see, because now the people in the villa are probably like, you probably do have more alliances than we thought. Mm-hmm. Are you lying to us? And the people at the camp is like, she the only person who sacrificed. Mm-hmm. And she just told us about this argument where you was trying to throw her under the bus. And it's like, it's not looking too good. So we going to have to see what happened.
And I don't even really think it's that difficult to make alliances when... Like, she had none. Like, she was the first one voted in there, and mm-hmm. like she said, it's her villas. It's literally her villas. So she had no ties to them.
Mm-hmm.
So to just for her to show up, it was like, oh wow.
They wasn't that was the key too, because they wasn't expecting her. So like, even if she was actually gonna go, because I feel like she had decided, I feel like she probably did decide in her head that it was gonna have to be her.
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't expecting it to be her. They were expecting it to probably be Taylor.
I thought they were expecting it to be Tabitha, how they was talking.
They were hoping it would be Tabitha. I think Taylor was more likely to do it, because Taylor was one of the people who brought back the food and didn't eat.
True, but I feel like since Tabitha...
She do all that talking.
They do all that talking and created these alliances. It would have been a lot easier for Tabitha to go back and get voted back to...
Yeah.
So...
But... Yeah, that's true. But I feel like... But then also they were saying they didn't think anybody was coming.
Because that was an option.
It was.
But the people in the villa didn't know that it was an option.
I thought they did.
I think they
presented it like that. That's why they said we need a volunteer.
Because it wasn't like you had to vote. It said just put a disclaimer on the episode. Word. Or it might be a bunch of cuts. We're going to see how it plays out.
Lord have mercy.
It's going to be like...
Nah, you chose this hell. Patreon only episode.
This might be a Patreon exclusive.
The blackout episode. And then, remember on... it was Angel and her husband when she was talking about... So you gonna do the blue
jeans?
The
overdose. I'm gonna have you do it.
I'll never do that before.
I forgot about that.
Tabula, they keep doing all this. They be doing all this talking. I can't stand it.
And we're gonna call it the BET episode.
The little nose.
The girl was like, she was like, I've been out here too long. I'm starting to I don't know what the exact words was, but those were, that was a...
Somebody. I don't remember what she said either, but she sounded so happy though.
She was laying in the hammock and she was just like, I can't be mad. It's like, I'm not out here by myself. We all stink, but I hope it's me. She manifested.
She definitely did.
Life. You gotta speak those things that are not as though they are.
And, whew. Yeah.
And today, I woke up and I said, I'm the version of me who already has it all. So now I look at things as if I have it all because I do have it all. That's why I got the blackout. Blackout. Remember,
sorry.
I'm
trying to light
it up. All I was going to say was, I should hold the thought.
Yeah.
Word.
Because I'm about to come into that.
All I was gonna say, because I said blackout, all I was gonna say was, remember Uncle Eric,
Blackout.
Blackout. Blackout. Blackout. That's all I thought of when I heard blackout. That's an insider. You gotta be part of the inner circle to get that one.
Together. I'll just put up one side.
I know, that's why. Damn, I said, whoa.
I have the wrong community coming for us.
My other hand didn't move at the same time.
Double check it.
All the communities coming.
Not false flag.
Right. This might have to be a Patreon.
This is. No flagging in this one.
I'm day. Just let me know. Day. That's all I'm going to say. Just like day. Just like that.
You sound like when Bernie Mac was him downstairs.
Yeah.
That's what you sound like. Him downstairs.
Oh, man. But, yeah. And when Lalisa came down there, she was like, oh, thank y'all for the love. Here go these toothbrushes, because it's humming. It's humming.
Ooh.
It's like,
what her name was supposed to be Lilies.
Lilies? Like the flower?
Oh, like lilies. Oh, wow, like that's funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's not how it's spelled, but who knows?
If it is Netflix, then messed up the captions.
I mean,
terribly.
I be wondering who be doing the captions. Then I'd be like, how much they get paid? Because maybe I could.
Is that copywriting?
I think it's a form of it. Yeah.
Man, they probably throwing that thing in the cap cut. Letting that thing auto generate.
Cat cut, YouTube.
Hey, so we gonna throw that in there, let that auto generate. That's why I said bop. Is it bop, 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 bop? What's up? Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm hmm. Just submit.
AI. Mm-hmm. Bops. Bots. Auto fit. Y'all not ready. Come on. Let's keep going. Keep going.
You wasn't ready.
Alrighty,
you wasn't ready for that. But,
nah, because I thought it would beat bop, boop bop, spank bop.
Yo, that episode was crazy.
What's a robot?
Beep bop, boop bop. That was the same episode when they went back, it went forward and back in time. When they was like, it was like during caveman times.
Yeah,
caveman,
I mean, spank, yep. Bob.
Yeah, that was mm-hmm. wild.
Okay. And he slapped Mr. Krabs. Oh man, somebody dressed up as Doodlebop for Halloween. I seen it on Instagram. It was actually a fire costume.
That's fire. One day I'll celebrate Halloween.
I don't know if I will.
I will. Just one day.
It depends on how I feel. I gotta do my research on the actual customs and festivities.
Clearly we're not from here.
The customs and festivities of Halloween. Boy, if you don't just dress up as a favorite character and keep it moving, there ain't nothing there.
I'm my favorite character.
Ooh.
Yes, Andy, y'all did what I said. If I had one wish, I'd be the highest version of myself.
Talk about some attainable stuff. You said, yeah, for Halloween, I just want to dress up as myself.
I did.
Might want to hear that.
Somebody, when I did that, I went somewhere and it was like, "What you supposed to be for Halloween?" I was like, "I'm a struggling artist."
That's crazy.
What'd they say?
They didn't get it.
You don't get it. I mean, it's I'm me.
You're not struggling.
I was.
At the time.
Back then, I'm not. Yeah. I'm the version of me who has it on.
Word, just don't. You ain't got to be that problem. You could be, right, you could be like Deadpool or somebody. You can.
Let me tell you, you don't have to dress up as
you know what I'm saying. You can be Miles Morales or mm-hmm. something. Mm-hmm. There's a plethora of options.
The Prowler.
Yeah, that's an option.
My two braids.
I think he had more than two. He had a few.
Miles Morales, yeah. Prowler.
He had two.
He had like four.
I'm going to go back and look at it. I'm going to pull it up. Mm-hmm.
I'll wait till later. Have you guys seen the show? We've only made it through episode 3, so we got I don't know how many episodes left because I didn't look to see how many episodes were in the season. I just randomly clicked on the show and we are watching it.
And in the troll show, I started on like season 3 accident. And then I don't know
how he did that.
Because it's in series. So, the series 3 popped up first, like, on my thing. I'm like, this looks interesting.
Oh, it's separated?
So, it's, like, by year. So, it's 2018, 2019, or maybe started 2019, something like that. But it's, like, 5 series.
Okay. Because I know at one point on Netflix, whenever I would press play, if there was, like, a second season, it would start me from, like, the latest season. And then I would have to go back. It's called, what, the Troll Hunters?
Something like that, yep. Troll Hunters.
It's called Troll Hunters. It's a cartoon.
But the one I started on,
it's good.
I don't think it was called Troll Hunters.
It wasn't.
It was aliens.
Yeah, and he looked.
But then they met each other. It was cool.
The guy looked different.
And then I'm like, so then I click on one of them and I'm like, I seen this guy before. I know he looks familiar. And I go back to what I was watching. I was like, it's you! You fooled me! So then I started over.
Foiled again! But yeah, that's a good show. And hopefully by the time we air this episode, the actor's strike and writer's strike will be over. And
because I've been practicing. Oh, me do Denzel?
Let's go for it.
No, go ahead.
You put it out there.
Denzel.
Jamaican Denzel.
Oh.
I don't know if I want to see that one. Go ahead.
Wagwan. I feel like I'm in a karate movie.
I feel like he's drinking water.
Wagwan. Who was that?
Hey, fam.
That ain't Denzel.
Now I'm in Top Boy.
That ain't Denzel.
Hey, fam. It's a London thing, fam.
I had learned some Cockney slang.
You got my food, fam? If you don't have my food, it'll be long for you. It'll be a long night for you, fam. And see.
He couldn't be talking to me.
He wasn't talking to me. That was good, though.
That definitely was not Denzel.
It wasn't Denzel.
Or Jamaican.
It wasn't Jamaican, but it was
Top Boy.
It was good. Whoever that is.
As long as you got your arm like this.
Wagwan.
The spirit of Denzel.
Your arm not
twisting. Wow, it's like a twist. You know, it's like
the
spirit of Denzel comes right out of you.
How do you do that?
The spirit of Denzel comes right out of you.
Loosey goosey. What were we talking about when we talking about chicken? How you play chicken? Oh, yeah. And I said, I ain't play chicken. I play duck, duck, goose. Where's we at?
I didn't hear the duck, duck, goose line. I missed that. I think my thing might have cut off.
He said it with such confidence. I played duck, duck, goose.
I never played
nobody chicken. I was like, yes, you.
Oh, man.
That is hilarious. Let us know what shows y'all are watching. Thank y'all for joining us. Y'all got any final thoughts on any shows, anything that's going on? Anything?
Nah, I don't. Just stay blessed, stay black, people.
Y'all be great. Y'all be blessed.
Thank y'all for joining us again for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shakoya D.
Bad Money Reason to out.
Yeah, boy, the money.
And don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. And also don't forget to join our Patreon, to join the good people of the Gray Area, and watching this podcast. We will be back with more stuff tomorrow. Our new episode of tomorrow we Wednesday. You'll see our latest episode. And then Friday we're coming back with a new episode of The Standard.
Yeah.
And we gotta talk about that. Oh. And then we'll see you on Saturday. We may have more content on Friday, but we will let you guys know. But thank you once again for chilling with us tonight. We'll see y'all later. Bye.
Adios.
Bye, man. Breezington out.
Peace and blessings to you.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, give me another jam.
Get out of my face.